Okay, welcome everyone. Shir number 65. Hey Kislev Tov Shin Samiches. We are up to Vayivarech David in our travels through the Siddur, which is a little after the Halalukas on the regular English Hebrew R School Siddur, the Nusach Ashkenaz I have in front of me right now, page 74. Before we even start discussing the Vayivarech David Tfilah and ask ourselves, what's going on here, what's the background, what's the history? As we all know, the Kol just moved from their place right down the block. We are temporarily over here. And I'd like to share with you a story that just took place on our moving day. We rented a U-Haul truck. We hired some workers to move. We were moving also. We were the schlepping as well. But we hired some other people to schlep. And the truck was loaded. It already came here to the Young Israel, unloaded one shipment, went back to the Kollel, filled up the truck a second time, ready to go in, come back here and unload it, and continue to go back, and so on and so forth. They loaded it up, Rabbi Zef put the key in the car, in the truck, turned it, and nothing happened. And the car was dead. The truck was dead. Now, it's you know, we're sitting here now, like, obviously we got everything here, so we could chuckle a little. So, you know, at the time, Rabbi Zefron pulls out a cell phone, you know, he tried it, the battery was dead. I said to him, I'll give it a boost. I take my car, zoom it down the hill, you know, safely, of course. And then I took out the cables, he opened the truck, opened my hood, we attached the cables, and, you know, let it run a few minutes. He tries it again, it's dead. So, you know, sometimes it needs more juice. So, give it a couple more minutes. I said, okay, can I have the keys, please? I went in there. He was on the phone, trying to get in touch with them still, giving the number, the code, this, that. You know, the battery, the truck is dead. It's not going anywhere. We're trying to move. So, I go in there. I figured, I'll do what I always do. I'll say a tefillah. I say, Hashem, please help us. You know, get the car going. Put the key in, and I turn it, and nothing happened. And I accomplished what Hashem wanted. Please, you can join us. Rechiel's over here. He's in here. He's coming to you. So, what does it mean I accomplished what Hashem wanted? Because, what does Hashem want us to daven for? Hashem wants us to communicate, to connect with Him. And when I dive into Hashem, and I said, Hashem, please help us get the truck going. That's what Hashem wanted. And that's what all these parshiyos are talking about. When Hashem is misavel tefilos shel tzadikim, Hashem desires the tefillah, the prayers of the tzadikim. That's why our matriarchs and our forefathers, that's why they were barren. That's why they were not able to have children at first. Hashem made it like that on purpose. So it will be a situation where they will dive into Hashem and only Hashem can help them. Which is what we spoke about a little last week. A few minutes pass by. Going back now to the truck. Trying to boost it. Rabbi Zefron tried it again. Still on the phone. Didn't work. I tried it a second time. Third time I go in the truck. I take the key. And I said, Hashem, that's how it was. Straight to God. I said, Hashem, please help us. We have people support the Kollel. They give money to the Kollel. That money is going now to the U-Haul that's sitting here. Not going anywhere. These workers are hired hands. I wasn't talking about myself. I'm talking about the ones who were schlepping. We have to get this done. And that's what I said. And I took the key, and I put the key in there, and I turned it, and Rabbi Zefron said, thank you, we got it started. And he hung up the phone with the U-Haul company. Because Hashem turned the car on. He turned that truck on, and I detached the cables. He said, Rabbi Zefron said, thank you, Rabbi Greenspan. And we continued and brought this stuff here.
That's a true story.
That's a true story. And it just happened last week. Now, even if the second time, the third time, we would have still turned that car on, and many times it happens, and it doesn't answer, it doesn't respond, and it doesn't go on. The purpose was still accomplished, because Hashem wants us to communicate with Him. That's why, as we said, He made the ovos barren. That's why He talks to us all the time, because He wants us to talk to Him. One can ask, listen, if the truck wasn't at work anyway, so why did He do all this? Because that's exactly what we're saying. Because that's the way He runs the world. And with that, we'll continue right now, immediately straight into Vayivarech David. What are we saying over here? Vayivarech David es Hashem. David HaMelech, he is blessing Hashem. Le'enei kol ha'kol, in the presence of the entire congregation. Vayomer David. David HaMelech says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Avinu, Me'olam v'adolam. He's blessing God, the God of Israel, our forefathers, from this world into the world to come. Olam hazeh, this world and Olam haba. Hashem, God, is in charge of everything. And on page 76, we're turning Locho Hashem Hagdulo, V'hagvuro, V'hatiferes, V'hanetzach, V'hahoid. Ki chol ba'shemayim v'oritz. You, David HaMelech is saying, you have the strength, the greatness, everything, the splendor, triumph, the glory. Everything is you, God. Everything is you. And it continues along this pathway. And then the next part of it is from Nehemiah. The first part is from Divrei Hayamim. All of the 24, this is both Nehemiah and Divrei Hayamim from the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, Neviim, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim. And Nehemiah continues and says, Ato hu Hashem levadecho. Ato sisas ha-shemayim. Shimei ha-shemayim. V'chol tzvom. Haaretz v'chol ha-shaleh. Hayamim v'chol ha-sher bohem. V'ato mechayis kulam. U'tzva ha-shemayim l'chom ishtachavim. You Hashem, you alone, it is only you. You have made the heavens. Everything above the heavens. The seas and everything in the seas. The land, everything. Hashem is all you. What is the history? What's going on over here? Why are we saying this now? Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, he explains to us that, let's go back now around, I don't know, 35, 40 shiurim. I'm not going to test anybody to tell me what shiur that was, but I'll tell you. The shiur of Baruch Sh'omar. When we discussed that Baruch Sh'omar is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, which we mentioned, the commentators mentioned that a letter came down from heaven with the prayer of Baruch Sh'omar on it. Now, I know everybody's thinking, you know, I'm waiting for that letter also, you know, Powerball numbers. This letter came down with Baruch Sh'omar on it. And this Baruch Sh'omar was a condensed version of the whole entire Psukei Dezimra. We are now, as Rosh Hashanah explains to us, in the Vanazkir Shimcha, in the Baruch Sh'omar. If we take one quick look on page 58, it's really page 60. It's three lines down. We go two lines down. It says, "Negadelecho unishabeichacho unifaerecho Vanazkir Shimcha." We will mention your name, we will recognize you. We will exalt you. We will praise you. We will glorify you. The question is, ask Rosh Rab, we've been through so much of Psukei Dezimra. Now we're going to say, V'nazkir Shimcha, we're going to remember you, that you, Hashem, are the one in charge. We know Hashem's in charge. Hashem's been in charge of the whole entire everything, all throughout the whole Halalukos. That's the message we've been saying all along, that God is in charge of everything. And that's the message throughout. So what does this mean over here? That this V'nazkir Shimcha, we're going to remember that you, Hashem, are in charge. That is the question of Schwab asks. And he answers along the lines as follows. Like this. We say towards the end of of davening, and the lamnat seach after the second ashrei, after we daven shmon esrei, after tachanun, on page 152, lamnat seach mizmor la David. Yanuch Hashem b'yom tzara. Hashem answer us on the day of our tzara, on the day of our distress. And then we continue and say, Eilu v'arechev, the Eilu v'susim, three lines down from the end of this paragraph. Eilu v'arechev, there are those who do they put their trust in? The rechev, v'susim, the horses, the chariots, the F-14s, the strength, the new technology that the army is sending over to Iraq, to Afghanistan, where they're sending it over. That's where they're putting their power into, their trust into. The military strategies. And what do we say? V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. But we, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir, we mention who? We realize where is our salvation going to come from? Hashem. That's the same v'nazkir that we mentioned over there in Baruch Shamar. V'nazkir shimcha, we will remember, we'll recognize that our salvation, Eil v'arech v'lusism, who do they? They say it's the power, the strength of those powerful, mighty machines. But we realize, no. V'anachnu, we, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, who recognize there's a God in this world. That is the Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We call out to Hashem. And that is an understanding, as Rav Schwab explains, to what is taking place over here in the Chelek Vayivarech David. Vayivarech David is talking about the portion where we recognize Hashem when Hashem does that salvation for us. And yet, a person recognizes it. He doesn't say it was me. And that's what David HaMelech, on his deathbed, he's handing over the throne to his son, Shlomo HaMelech. But before that took place, another son of his, Adoniyo ben Chagis, it was the Haftarah a few weeks ago, the Parashah Chayisara, he wanted to usurp the throne. And he even had on his side a few tzaddikim. And we're not going to get into the Haftarah now, but Bathsheba, David HaMelech's wife, they came and they spoke to David HaMelech, they told him what's taking place, what's happening. And in Malachim, at the end of Malachim, it records David HaMelech's, his last tzivoy, his last major statement, and that he tells his son Shlomo HaMelech to kill Shimi ben Gera and Yoav ben Tsruya. We're not getting into the reasons for that, why now. However, in Divrei HaYomim, which is a commentary on the other parts of Nevi'im, the Divrei HaYomim elaborates on what else did David HaMelech say when he was dying as his last major speech. And this is what we say now. Vayivarech David is what he said. And David HaMelech was telling in front of the whole entire Klal Yisrael that my son Shlomo HaMelech, not Adoniyo, he will be the next in command. He will be the ruler. He will be the next king. And David HaMelech felt, and he would have been right, that Shlomo HaMelech would have been Mashiach. And if not for Shlomo HaMelech sinning on his great level that he was, he would have been Mashiach. Now, we're just going to digress for one point to bring it back into what we're talking about here. Rav Schwab continues and says that there's a tremendous problem that exists in our society. He says, and please don't leave until we finish, because if one runs out too fast, it's going to sound very bad. What's the problem, he says? He says the problem is we all want Mashiach to come. That's the part we don't leave now. That's the problem, he says. We all want Mashiach to come. We all put our focus on Mashiach. That's the problem, he says. Because we forget about that Mashiach is just a messenger of God. He says there's too much talk in the wrong way. It's not Mashiach. It's what Mashiach can accomplish. Mashiach will accomplish the Kavod Shemayim, the glory of God. When Mashiach comes, it's not Mashiach, but it's a time in Ne'emar Ba'yoyimahu Yashem Echor Shmayachar. We end Aleinu. It'll be on that day that the whole entire universe will recognize. V'nazkir, they will recognize that Hashem is the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu of everything. That God is the God of everything. We today know this. The rest of the world don't admit it. Says Rav Schwab, this is what David HaMelech over here was trying to, was accomplishing when he said his tefillah over here. He said, all those victories, all those battles that I fought, and all the gold, and all the silver, and all the wealth I amassed, I had nothing, I had no pleasure out of that. That was not for me. What was it for? It was for the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Hashem. It's for the house of Hashem. And that's what he's saying. David HaMelech is blessing Hashem in front of all the entire congregation. And he's telling Shlomo HaMelech, not Adoniyo, he will be the ruler. And he's attributing all of his success to who? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cha, to you Hashem, is Agdulo, the greatness. V'agavuro, the might, the power. V'atiferis, the glory, the splendor. V'hanitzach, v'ahoid. Kichol v'ashamayim v'aretz. Because you are everything, in the Shemayim, in the heavens, in the aretz. That is what David HaMelech is doing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he did the same thing. By Yitzias Mitzrayim. Who did he see all the time? Bnei Yisrael saw one person. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu performing all these miracles, leading them out of Mitzrayim. And what happened? Vayaminu ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. They believed in Hashem, Moshe Avdoi. Moshe was the shliach. That's how it continues our tefillah over here. V'chori simo ha'briyus on page 76. Hashem established a covenant, and it continues throughout. V'hayom b'kato, the last line of the page. V'hayom b'kato f'neim. Hashem, He split the sea before them. And then we enter into the Oz Yashir. The tefillah by the sea, where Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, it's not me, it's Hashem who did everything and does everything. So much so, in the Haggadah, I believe Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned only once, but not in reference to him doing anything. Because he was the messenger. Hashem did everything, Hashem does everything. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samech Ches tells us, Kol Hamalim Einav Min Hatzdaka. Whoever takes away his eyes from giving tzedakah, he's like he worships idols. He's an idol worshiper. He has an opportunity to give tzedakah, and he doesn't, he's like an idol worshiper. Now I want to tell you a side point. I know I'm being recorded. Last night I finished davening, and there were a few people came to collect, and I said to myself, I opened my wallet and I said, you know, I don't have change. And I said, you know, sometimes you want to give whatever you could give, but, you know, the person really needs more and you don't want to turn them down. So you feel uncomfortable saying no. What happened was, eventually, I said to myself, tomorrow night, you plan on saying no with this Gemara. What's going to happen now? So it so happened, they approached me and asked them, do you have change? There were a few of them there. A few people who, unfortunately, they need the money. Sick. Whatever the situation, unfortunately, Hashem should help them, continue to help them. So I asked them for change. And I was able to give them. And I was thinking of this Gemara. And I was thinking about what I was about to tell you, what I'm telling you right now. And the Gemara says that if one
turns his head away and closes his eyes from opportunity to give tzedakah, when he has the money to give it, he's like he's an idol worshiper. Now, what's the connection? What's the connection? The Gemara says other times, a person who is an angry person, his nature is always angry, so he's also in like he worships idols. So the explanation to that is because he's always getting angry, he's saying things aren't going my way, he's saying I'm in charge, and he's forgetting about God. What's the connection over here? He turns his head. Okay, he's not sure, you know. Give to that charity, this charity. What is the connection? The great tzaddik, Rav Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikum Damav, may Hashem revenge his blood. Because the Nazis, Lithuanians, they killed him, along with his son and on the Talmidim. He explains as follows. Whoever closes his eyes, turns his head away from tzedakah, from giving tzedakah, it's like he's worshipping idols, he explains. Because the person who gives tzedakah, this person, he's saying in his mind that the success of the person I give tzedakah to is coming from me. In his mind, he is saying, it's going to make the difference whether I give that tzedakah or not. And that is an aspect of kfirah, of saying God doesn't exist. Because a person has to realize, it's not him and it's not his actions. He is just a messenger. If he has it, he is given the opportunity to give it. But in his mind, when he says, he's closing his eyes, he's turning away, and he's saying, you know what? He's showing that it makes a difference whether or not this poor person will get it. That's incorrect. Because if Hashem wants someone to get something, Hashem will make sure that person gets it. Let's elaborate, let's clarify this point here. Another Gemara in Ksubis, on the previous page, Daf Samach Zayin, talks about a poor person who wanted to eat a gourmet meal. Sounds a little funny, you know, like, we didn't always eat the gourmet meals. Why is he didn't eat a gourmet meal? Okay. So, Rava asked him this question. Why do you need old wine? An old bottle of wine. A nice, fat chicken. Big piece of chicken. Why do you need that? So the poor person tells him, that's what I'm accustomed to. The Gemara is discussing different things. The person's supposed to make sure if someone's accustomed to a certain way, you should have it, fine. We won't get into that, those specific details. But the Gemara continues and says that Rava gets a knock on his door. Who is it? It's his sister. And he hasn't seen his sister in 13 years. And what does his sister have for him? A present. She has the exact food that this Ani requested. The Yayin Yoshen, that old bottle of wine, I'm not going to pretend to know wine, I don't know what it is. A good year. And that chicken that he requested. And Rava comes back and tells him, you're right. If you were going to get it, Hashem wasn't give it to you. And then Rava quotes the Pasuk, the Gemara says, as we all know, Einei chol elecho yisaberu yisein ashrei, v'ata no yisein lohem esachlom be'itoi. What does it say? Be'itoi, be'itam. Be'itoi, singular. Be'itam it doesn't say, which it maybe should. The Gemara says, Hashem will give each and every one of us that specific thing, what we need. There's another story with a Chayzim Lublin. And he had we're going back now a couple hundred years. And he had a shamish. The messenger would always give him the food. And of course, you would always thank the Shamish. But the Shamish, but this the Chayza, the Tzaddik, the Rebbe, he would always say a tefillah, a hiratz on a tefillah, Hashem, before he came to eat, he'd always say, Hashem, everything's coming from you. And only you. And if I'm not supposed to get it, it won't come. If I'm supposed to get it, it's going to come. Whatever exactly the tefillah was. The Shamish said, what is going on here? I'm the one who brings the food. If it's supposed to come, it's because I brought it. Yeah, of course, the Shamish believed in Hashem. But listen, I play a major role in the picture. Which to some degree he did. But he was missing the point here. So the Shamish felt wants to educate the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says his tefillah. And the Shamish keeps the food in the kitchen. So this way, the Rebbe is going to have to come to the kitchen to get it. At that moment, a knock on the door. It wasn't the sister of Rebbe he didn't see in 13 years. Someone else. A year earlier, this is the way I heard the story. A year earlier, a family came to the Chayze for a bracha to have a child. And he gave them a bracha to have a child. And they were coming now to give him food from the pigeon haben. You know there's a firstborn, 30 days afterwards, you make a pigeon haben. And the Shamish told the Chayze, you're right. Everything comes from Hashem. Every single aspect of our lives. And one might say, you know what? I think I've heard this before in this class. And I hope so. Because this is shir number 65 in Tfilah shir. We've been saying the same point again and again. And we can continue all the way through. And the reason for that we have to continue saying this is because at every single millisecond, the Yetzer Hara will get into our system and try to convince us that it is our might, it is our power. All those praises that we gave to Hashem, that we give to Hashem, L'cha, to you Hashem, Hagdula, V'Hagvura, V'Hatiferes, V'Hanetzich, V'Hoid. You know what the Yetzer Hara tells us? To you is the great might, the power, the intellect, the brains, the good looks. Everything is you. That's what the Yetzer Hara is telling us constantly. He's telling us, it's you, it's you, it's you. And that's why we continuously repeat the same davening, the same tefillahs over and over. Because he's not putting down his weapons. And we have to make sure we don't put down our weapons. And that's what David Melech is teaching us over here. And he's telling the entire nation that my son, Shlomo HaMelech, he will rule. Vayivarech David es Hashem le'enei kol ha'kol. Vayomer David, in front of everybody. They all saw. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Avinu, the God of Israel, our Father. Me'oilam ad oilam, from this world to the next world. L'cho Hashem ha'gdulo v'ha'gevura v'ha'tiferes v'ha'netzah v'ha'oid. You, Hashem, it is you. You have the greatness. You have the strength. You have the splendor. You have the triumph. You have the glory. Everything is you, from the heavens to the earth. Nothing happens in this world without you, Hashem, wanting it to happen. And Nehemiah continued along the same lines. Atahu Hashem levadecho. You, Hashem, you stand alone. Atah sisas Hashemayim. Shemei Hashemayim. You created everything. And that's the message of Vayivarech David. The tefillah continues. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after we give all this praise, that Hashem is the Almighty, the Powerful, all-encompassing. And then what does it say? Atahu Hashem Elokim, Hashem Bacharto B'Avram, B'Avram. You chose a person by the name of Avram. Well, it says him, you're a Kazdim. You took him out of the land of Kazdim, the fiery furnace where they threw him in there. V'samta Shemoy Avraham, and you changed his name to Avraham. Umatsosas levovoi neemon lefanecha, and you found his heart faithful before you. The person goes out tonight and he sees, unfortunately, someone picking through the garbage. I don't think we'll be too interested to see what he's getting out of there. We know what's in the garbage. Things that people already said we don't need anymore. If a person happens to watch a situation where a king, a president, is walking by with a whole entourage, limousines, horses, policemen, everything, it all stops. He bends down to pick something up on the floor. The king, the president. The whole entire world is going to want to know, why did everything stop? What was he picking up? What was so important? What did he drop? What did he find? That's the marshal. This marshal is from Rav Eli Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He says, after we finish saying, L'cho Hashem HaGdula, to you Hashem is the Gdula, V'Gvura, V'Adiferes, V'Netzev, Ahoid. You Hashem, you have the strength, the splendor, the glory, the triumph. You are everything. We continue, Atahu Hashem Avdecha. You Hashem, only you. You're alone. You stand alone. And what did you Hashem, what did you bend down for? The King of all kings, the God of all gods, what did you bend down for? What did you decide to pick? Atahu Hashem Elokim. Asher b'charto b'Avram. You chose Avram. You chose Avram Avinu. You stopped. And you chose him. And you took him out of our custom. And you changed his name to Avram. Why? Because you found that he's a Neman lefanech. He's faithful in front of you. That Avram Avinu is loyal to his God. He's Neman lefanecha. He also trusts in you, Hashem. He's Neman lefanecha. The power, the schus of our forefather, Avraham Avinu. I'd just like to end with a very powerful point, because we're running out of time here, right before Maariv. What happened? His name was Avraham. It's changed to Avraham. We mentioned a few times tonight already that our forefathers, our matriarchs, they were barren. So then we mentioned also that Hashem did this for a situation to show us, to teach us the lesson of tefillah, that Hashem wants a communication back and forth. And that's why He did this. But there's a major, major important lesson to take out from this as well. Avram Avinu, Avram was taken above the stars because the stars said, Avram Eina Moilid. Avram will not have children. According to the laws of nature, no more children. No children ever. Avraham Moilid. Hashem changed his name, changed Sarai to Sarah. Says Rav Tzadok HaKoyim in Lublin, that Hashem made us a nation when really we should not have been a nation. We should not exist today. Our whole existence should not exist. We were told Avram Eina Moilid. Hashem told Avram, the stars said, Avram will not have children. Why did we come from such a situation where we had to go above the stars? Because the lesson is to teach us. Says Rav Tzadok HaKoyim in Lublin, the lesson is that tefillah can change the situation. Even if we're told nature says it won't happen, tefillah can change the situation. And I'm not just talking about getting the U-Haul truck started. That's the lesson. That's why we were made into a nation when originally we should not have been existence at all. And with that, we'll conclude.
Cool.